friends. Wow, I'm back. Hey, if you had Chris Wilde almost being killed by a tainted tuna melt on your 2021 bingo card, congratulations. There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name. Oh, Bingo, Mike Smith. Holy cow, it's the Money Store. Good to be back in 22. Rolling on 22s. Let's start the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good new year, good middle of the year, end of the year, to you, wherever you find yourself in the sphere of time. I'm Chris Wilde, and I'm rolling deep and dirty on my 22. Yes, happy 22 to yours and you. You know, I haven't been available because I've been on health and safety protocols. I have always known that my wife is trying to kill me, but I never knew it was through food poisoning. I was actually recording the Christmas album, The Third King, which, by the way, I just listened to, and it is great. And it will come at some point, I guess, in January after Christmas, which, you know, reminds us all to keep the Chris Wilde Christmas fires burning bright all year long. What was that noise? Oh, God, please. Please, I can't deal with a critter in the goddamn studio. Fuck was that noise? All right, anyway. My wife tried to kill me with a tainted tuna melt. I was out here recording the Christmas album. I ate the tainted tuna melt. And I finished the whole damn thing and scooped up the leftover tuna remnants with some sort of tortilla chip. And soon after, I said, something's not right. So what is time? A couple hours later, I was like, God, the stomach is feeling the burden of that tainted tuna. I didn't know it was tainted at the time, but I knew something was up. Chomped on a couple of Tums chewables, which are not nearly as good as those chalky tablets. You know what I mean? The chalkier your Tums, the better. Trust me, I know. So I chewed on a couple of Tums chewables, and I was like, yeah, something's not right. I had to pick up Ma and Pa Wilde from the goddamn airport because, you know, they're fucking useless when it comes to Uber and taxis and that kind of thing. They're complete assholes. And they rely on me because they're jerks and they're old and they're fat. So anyway, excuse me, what is it? Comorbidity. We don't call people fat. We call it comorbidity. So I knew something was up. I went to the store, got some Pepto-Bismol, got some Alka-Seltzer because I had no more Alka-Seltzer. And I was like, yikes, something's wrong with the kid. Points to self. Drank down the Pepto-Bismol literally in the car upon after purchase. No one is interested in your after purchase, ma'am. Please put your after purchase away, ma'am. I call it a gunt. So I drank the Pepto-Bismol, came home, had two more Tums chewables. I was like, something ain't right, Nell. Something ain't right. Go to pick up Fatty Mommy and Fatty Daddy. And I'm like, Dad, don't feel good. Points to self. Got one of those trolleys because I always got my eyeballs on errant trolleys. Got him a trolley. Got him to the car. Got myself home and immediately was like, I got to lie down. 6 hours after tainted tuna. Okay. I ate tainted tuna melt at 2 p.m. What is time? 8 p.m. Unload. And by unload, I mean the most violent, like a movie, projectile vomiting. I'm so sorry I have to tell you, but you know I overshare on the show. It was like I was a fire hose. I unhinged my jaw, and I unleashed an unholy amount of tainted tuna into the turlet. It was horrible. That was my first projectile vomiting spell. I probably like sat there and had like three or four good projects. And then went back to bed. I was like, fuck God. Oh my Christ. Fuck everyone. Fuck the living and fuck the dead. Fuck me from Tuesday till the following Wednesday. That's 8 days of fuckery. Fuck. Passed out a little. Got up. Session two of projectile vomiting, just everything inside. At one point, my spine came out. I had to push it back in down my throat. I was like, do I need a liver? Found that, fished it out of the toilet, put it back in. I projectile vomited out everything. Found my old BlackBerry. I guess I swallowed it. I was spent. I was dehydrated, so I had Gatorade. I drank about a gallon of water. I had electrolyte pops, Pedialyte pops, frozen pops. Tried to rehydrate myself. Around 2 a.m., projectile vomited all out every hydration effort. It's the worst night of my life. December 14th. A night that will live in infamy. It was my own personal January 6th. There was an insurrection. And there was treason. There was acts of high treason. Trump had nothing to do with it, and he'll be on the show later, as will Bernie. Good to have them back. It was the worst night of my life. The next day, I felt the most pain I've ever felt inside my body, ever. It was crazy. I have never felt this kind of pain. As you guys know, I'm soft. I don't lift things unless absolutely necessary. I don't do manual labor. I probably damaged my shoulder digging a hole for my child's trampoline in my very hilly backyard. Did I ever tell you about that? It's not really a great story. But anyway, I don't like to do manual labor. Remember, I on the show, I've many a times told you I'm an actor because I am a fucking diva. Yes, I have outrageous talent. But also, I'm a diva. I don't like to lift things. I don't like to do work. I don't like to do an honest day's work. I'd much rather pretend. Sure, I can pretend to do work. So that next day, all of a sudden, just writhing pain on my right side, all the way up my back into my shoulder and my neck and my... I screamed out my wife's name, who just basically ignored me, by the way, the entire time I was sick. She was a real see you next Tuesday throughout the whole process. And it was a real eye-opener. I mean, I already know that that she's the worst and that I married the devil, but I confirmed all my previous speculations. So I screamed her name. I was like, please, God, come in. She put her cards down because she was playing cards with Mama and Pa, the fat people, and my beautiful, skinny, biracial angel son. And she came in and she burped me and put Icy Hot on my pain points. And I hadn't burped in 24 hours. It was weird. After I projectile vomited, I didn't shit for like 3 days. And it took me 2 days to fart. That next day, she said, do you want anything in your stomach? I said, yeah, I'll take applesauce. It took the fucking bitch 6 fucking hours to get me the fucking applesauce I fucking requested. It was actually my own goddamn mother who got me the fucking applesauce I requested. Called her heavy earlier in the show. Finally got a little bit of applesauce in me, which I guess induced a fart the next day. I was very happy to finally fart 48 hours after the tainted tuna. And then the next day I would finally shit. This is the worst episode of all time. But man alive, did I really experience crippling pain, which put the Christmas album, The Third King, on pause. And I have written a couple of songs I can't wait to add to the album. I don't think I'm going to get quite to 25 tracks. I believe I'm at 11 tracks right now. It's great stuff. Toys on Christmas Day is one of the great Christmas carols you'll ever hear, and I can't wait to share it with you. It's really, really wonderful. But I was laid out and got sick on Tuesday, was going to Hawaii on Sunday, and everything I read online about food poisoning was like, you just got to wait it out. There's nothing you can do unless you got blood in your stool or you've got like 104 degree fever. You really can't really do anything. Now, in hindsight, I probably did have a fever a handful of times, but we couldn't find the goddamn thermometer. And very slowly but surely, I slowly healed. But I was banged up in Hawaii. I dropped about 15 pounds in a very short amount of time because I projectile ejected everything inside me and couldn't eat for a long, long time. Very slowly got back into... I'm kind of back in fighting shape. I'm about 82%. 82% right now. I'm not at 100. But the show must go on, folks. I've missed you. I will not be deterred from our great shared experience that is wild.
They said the neon lights so bright at the Tiki Hut studio.
I can't wait to share with you The Third King. It's a real treat. It may be my best Christmas album yet. I really have taken a lot of risks creatively. It's not true. I watched some movies on the plane that Netflix had to offer me. What did I watch? I watched Don't Look Up. I didn't realize Adam McKay and Will Ferrell broke up. What a bunch of diva cunts, white privileged assholes they are. Adam McKay could not be more overrated. Will Ferrell could not be more one note. I tried to watch The Shrink Next Door, and after the projectile vomiting, I just can't get that close to something that triggers that kind of inner sickness. Wow, is that fucking show garbage. I didn't hate Don't Look Up, but it's not great. It truly is not great. And Adam McKay, any of his like ventures into seriousness, Vice and The Big Short, did he do the fucking Fox News one? Like, I just, like, it's enough, Adam McKay. We get it. Satire. And then I watched, what's his name? Bo Burnham, who I really like. I love that movie, Eighth Grade. And I liked the Gerard Carmichael special that he directed. But God, can he be preachy. And also, like, he would have panic attacks on stage. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, why is every stand-up comedian such a fucking pussy? Like, why is every white comic a pussy? I watched his show, and at first I was like, man, I am not talented compared to this guy. But then I was like, oh, at least I'm confident. At least I don't have crippling self-worth issues and anxiety. Like, what a giant fucking pussy he is. Panic attacks on stage. He didn't perform live. Like, anyone gives a shit. I want to take all the fucking white stand-up comedians, except for Lachlan Patterson and Joe Prano, and I just want to say, get over yourselves. Like, just wah. Fucking Bo Burnham, you big fucking pussy. His name should be Poe Pernum, because he's a big fucking pussy. Poe Pussy Pernum. That special could have been great, and there was so many great moments, but it was like oversharing bullshit honesty, kind of like my show.
There was singing and sharing, oversharing, possibly too much singing.
Fucking guy is talented, but he's also a giant fucking pussy. Happy January 6th anniversary, a day that really shook me to the core. I thought I would never see a lower moment in Washington, D.C. than when I lived there and they renamed the Bullets the Wizards. And I understand why you would rename the Bullets. I get it, because at the time, I believe Washington, D.C. was the murder capital of the world, if not the murder capital of the United States of America. I totally get it. A lot of gunplay in D.C., a lot of dead people. And so I get renaming, you know, the basketball team the Bullets. I totally get that. But the fucking Wizards, now maybe they were ahead of their time as Harry Potter came out, I believe, that exact same year. And we really did get swept away in the magic wizarding world of Harry Potter. But still, Wizards, it's kind of a fucking lame name. I love their logo with the Washington Monument inside the basketball, hidden to love it. I love any kind of logo or it's not the slogan, but I just love a logo that's got a hidden shit in it. Like the Tostitos logo with the hidden people sharing a chip over a bowl of salsa. If you've never seen it, take a look at the Tostitos logo. There it is. The hidden arrow inside the FedEx logo. This is common knowledge at this point, but if you don't know, I just blew your fucking mind. Speaking of mind-blowing, I may have shared this on the show, but I share this with my 19-year-old niece who's living with me for 7 weeks, which I love because I have an assistant. So I take her everywhere with me whenever I have an audition, or if I have a self-tape, she helps and she reads with me. I'm kind of blown up right now. Supposedly, I'm heading to Alaska to be in a television pilot where Tom Arnold and I are Alaskan car salesmen. If you Google coldest town in America, that's where we're headed, Fairbanks, Alaska. Please pray for Chris Wilde, because he also, like Bo Burnham, is a giant fucking pussy. And I can barely handle the fucking winter that Redondo Beach has to offer. So I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do in a place that gets to negative 27 and a high of zero. Ugh, God. Anyway, I'm very, very fucking scared. Pray for Chris Wilde. I'm excited to be in this show that they're calling Alaskar. It's a pilot. We'll see if it goes to series. I hope so. And apparently I'm in the running for another television series, some sort of legal comedy where I would play one of 12 jurors. Anyway, I can't wait to do... Hopefully I'm going to book that. Apparently I found out I'm in the running for that. Chris Wilde blowing up. You love to see it. You love to see success for the kid. What was I talking about? I don't remember.
It said the neon lights so bright at the TS studio. It said there's always magic on the air.
You know, it's my anniversary today. Happy anniversary. A big day that I...
Happy anniversary, traitorous.
Almost pulled off a coup.
Yeah, you got close.
Almost.
You got almost.
So close.
Yep, so close.
Almost did it. So
yeah, but
close.
You didn't. Okay. You know, you didn't pull off the coup. You didn't pull off the coup. You didn't hang Mike Pence.
Oh, I would have killed
you
him.
You didn't get us into a nuclear war over Twitter,
Rocket,
by the way.
Rocket
you,
man.
I mean, you were the fucking worst president.
Best worst.
Ever. You're a pathological liar, but you're also my best friend.
You know, Bird, thank you so much for saying that because you also are my bestie.
We're besties.
And, you know, I had that button in the White House that brought me Coca-Cola.
I prefer Pepsi.
And then I had another secret button
that
brought me a porn star.
Really?
Did you know that I had one of those buttons? I had a porny button.
Well, I mean, we thought, you know, because you're a sexual deviant. You know, you're made out of mayonnaise.
I am.
You know, so we only thought you probably did have that porn star button.
Yeah, you know, because Melania is just so predictable, you know.
Oh, I think she's attractive.
She just loves to get on top and turn around and scream in Ukrainian and shit on me.
Ew.
And I just... tire of it. I mean, the first 25 times were so exciting for mostly for her.
Pretty gross.
But then, you know, time 26, I'm like, let's change it up and please stop shitting on me.
Yeah, nobody wants to be shit on. You know, time Janet shit in the... I can't remember what my second wife's name is. Like, I'm pretty sure on them.
It's something plain.
But speaking of number two, you know, one time Janet or Helen did poop in the bed by accident, but it was not during sex. I did happen to be masturbating at the time, but that was a coinkydink.
Okay, let me ask you this, Byrne. When you do yank the Frank,
jerk it.
What do you think about or what are you looking at on your phone?
You know what I do? I Google image search Ben
titties.
And Jerry flavors, and then
Jerry.
I minimize that screen, and then I bring up videos of Martha Washington documentaries.
Oh, you've got a type. You've got a type. You like Martha Washington. Wasn't
so
she?
Sexy.
Didn't she have wooden teeth she
nope.
could take out so
nope.
she could suck
nope.
George Washington's Potomac crosser?
First of all, he crossed the Delaware, not the Potomac. Second of all, I think he had the wooden teeth.
Okay.
And she, I think, gave a toothy rim job.
TMI, bird.
So dumb.
Oh, God, the show is so dumb, and that's why I shed listeners like a labradoodle. Technically, classically, a labradoodle, not a breed that sheds. So does that mean I'm picking up listeners? I don't know. But there are five of you out there, I learned, that listen to my show more than any other show. And I appreciate you. And I believe that fabulous five, we could probably name them. Joe Weatherford, Judd Weissman, Bonesy, Marty McGill, and Mike Goodings. I mean, am I wrong? It's probably you guys. It's probably you guys, my fabulous five. Can't wait for you five guys. Oh, five guys. Watch out. That's a great idea for lunch. No, I don't want a burger. You know, let's go back to the food poisoning story. Let's share way too much information. So my food poisoning begat about an exacerbated case of IBS, which stands for irritable bowel syndrome, which is super embarrassing. And I think that's why... in the past, whenever I've been in a bad mood, I've been irritable. It's because of my bowel system. So my food poisoning brought about exacerbated IBS, which brought about so much body pains. I am, like I said, 15 pounds lighter. I can't eat like I used to, which is probably for the best. I barely touch booze. God, I haven't cracked code or smoked weed. Cracking code and smoking weed is the same thing. I haven't done either of those things in a long time. I've got to smoke some weed and watch some backlogged Simpsons. I got to be me. You know what I mean? Let's sing about it.
I gotta be me. I gotta be me.
So good to be back. I missed you guys bringing the bird in for a landing. You know, I like to bring the show in at 22 minutes. Why do I do a 22-minute show? Because technically your half-hour sitcoms have multiple commercial breaks. You're never getting 30 minutes of comedy. What you are getting is 22 minutes of comedy. Old school comedy, Chris Wilde, he turned his back on the 90s New York City theater scene, as featured disgustingly in the Netflix movie Tick, Tick, Boom, which is one of the ones I watched on my phone on the plane to and fro Hawaii. Oh, I love Hawaii. Can't wait to retire to Hawaii. I'll probably give show business another 25 years and then retire when I'm 70. Unless I get a big score, gang. If I get a big score, if I get on that show that makes me rich beyond my Chris wildest dreams, then I will retire to Hawaii far, far earlier. But I guess it's win-win. Because if I get that big, big score, then more of the dumb people out there who depress me will get my gifts. And then if I don't get the big, big score, then, you know, the cult audience will very slowly build or decrease. I said decrease, P.S. I mumbled it, so it kind of sounded like I said something much more off-putting. Anyway, look, either way, you get 25 more years of Wildwood Is Time, or you get a big, big score and some real high-quality, high-definition Wild. Either way, we've got Tall Girl 2 coming soon, maybe Valentine's Day-ish, coming to Netflix. We've got the Cuphead Show. Oh, I can't wait. It's maybe my best thing I ever did. Coming to Netflix in 2022. I don't like to call it 2022. I don't like to call it 2022. I like to call it 22. So a happy 22 from me to you. I hope your 22 kicks ass. Oh no, I might go long. We might go long. Makes sense to do a 22-minute episode to kick off 22, but we might go long. I'm becoming a person I dislike. I'm doing very old white things. Like, I can't just walk past a person. You know? I can't just walk past a stranger. I have to address them. I have to look at them and talk to them. What the fuck is wrong with me? Can't just leave that person alone. I will look at a person, and on a Thursday, I'll go, happy Friday. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Like, who says that? Why would you ruin that person's day with your whiteness? On a Thursday, on a thirsty Thursday, you see a stranger, you leave that stranger alone. You don't go, happy Friday. Oops, I'm getting ahead of myself. What the fuck is wrong with me? The parking attendant that loves me, who doesn't know my name when I go to the Clippers games. Oh, good evening, Mr. Wilder. Nice to see you, Mr. Wilder. You gotta love her, because the only thing wilder than Chris Wilde is Chris Wilder. She's dubbed me Chris Wilder. I mean, obviously, I'd prefer Chris Wildest, but, you know, beggars, choosers. Your Honor, I'd like to bring up on the for the jury the case of choosers versus beggars. But anyway, I parked the car, and I literally wished the woman that guards the door of the parking garage so homeless people don't come in and shit. And I said, hey, happy New Year. I hope you have a kick-ass 22. And then I kicked the air. I said, I hope you have a kick-ass 22, and I kicked the air. She didn't know how to respond to that. She's a lady of color, and she doesn't know how to respond to a white guy kicking the air saying, I hope you have a kick-ass 22. She probably cried. She probably cried a tear of remorse in that moment. And she probably said, well, why can't this guy just fucking leave me alone? Black Lives Matter plus Me Too. Leave me alone, you fucking Ned Flanders reject. Bonus. 22 bonus. I love you guys. I think the next episode will be the Christmas album coming soon. Love you guys. Peace.
Good night.